One of the things we're doing is we're looking at Vision Zero program, which is an initiative that started in Sweden years ago. And a number of cities in the United States have also adopted it, and they have found drastic reductions in fatalities when they've taken on these this initiative. And what it means is this sort of educating people about crossing the street where it's safe, enforcement, so that if there's speeding involved or something like that, then the police can deal with that. Engineering, designing streets, not just for what how you engineer a street for traffic flow, but for human error, and because that is always going to be something that's going to another factor to be considered in there. So evaluation, so looking at back at the data and deciding, you know, is the speed limit too high for this area, given the conditions or the amount of pedestrians that are in that area, and what needs to be done to that. And then also that gives the police more opportunity to handle enforcement, because if the speed limit is 45 and someone hits a pedestrian at 45, well, they're going to most likely kill that pedestrian. But maybe that situation and that incidence, that the speed limit should be reduced, and that would provide an opportunity for the police to have more teeth in the enforcement, and they do that. Because I think they're trying to do that, but they can only enforce what is on the books. And so this would be something that is a policy change that needs to be done.